Hi, I'm David Lee, Senior Europe Analyst at Control Risks, and thanks for joining us on this latest Control Risk podcast. Today, I'm joined by Ali Sökmen, our Turkey analyst, to talk about the security situation in that country and the impact it's having on business. Ali, the attack we saw on Sunday in central Ankara, the second major bombing in the city in the space of a month, each more than 30 casualties, comes shortly after the suicide bombing in Sultanahmet in Istanbul, and the most lethal of all, the Islamist extremist attack in Ankara last October. These are two major cities with significant international business communities. Are we in a new security environment here, and what are the implications for business and for their personnel?
Thanks, Dave. We are indeed in a new security environment, and this is an environment that we would call a medium risk environment, especially from the perspective of terrorism. The medium security environment means that there is periodic and occasionally serious threat to business from terrorist attacks. And this threat is, in the sense of Ankara and Istanbul, periodic because we've seen regular attacks occurring over the past few months, especially since the start of the year. And yet the threat is occasionally serious in that the targets have been generally non-business, for example, tourists or military personnel. But the bombing in Ankara last week changes this, as it was directed towards the general public and
Absolutely.
could have easily targeted, business-oriented travelers. The overall impact of the increasing level of terrorist risk does not prevent or severely complicate the conduct of business in these cities. The only addition over the past few months that there is now newer security measures that are necessary, such as crisis plans or strategies to minimize threats.
Looking at the country as a whole, we've got the occasional but increasingly serious threat in Istanbul and Ankara that we've just talked about. The situation in the southeast with the PKK and the government seemingly in an ending confrontation there. Where does this leave the rest of Turkey? It's a huge country and it's got huge regional variations. Are any other cities likely to be targeted in the same way as Ankara and Istanbul?
Turkey is becoming a three-zone country in terms of security. In the southeast, you have the active conflict, and then you have cities, Istanbul and Ankara, which are cosmopolitan, which are seeing increasing terrorism risk. And then you have rest of the country, which has actually seen little change in the concrete threats in terms of terrorism. And from a terrorist group's point of view, the most rewarding targets are, and also the logistical and human resource infrastructure is still in big cities like Istanbul and Ankara, and smaller towns have fewer and lower profile targets. There are very few, if any, diplomatic missions outside Istanbul and Ankara in Turkey. The only exception to this is the tourism sector, and we see that the terrorist groups, especially the TAK, has issued warnings to tourism sector in Turkey and tourists. And this is part sensationalist and part true, but we do definitely see a global trend of increasingly tourist resorts being targeted, and the last example being the case in Ivory Coast last week.
Yeah, Kurdish separatists have claimed to target tourist infrastructure before, but apart from a very small number of attacks, have never really done it. Now, all this is happening at a time of great political upheaval, with the government taking over critical media outlets, the eyes of Europe very much on Turkey because of the migration crisis, trouble in parliament as the Kurdish-linked party has been increasingly ostracised. So, with politics and security so inextricably linked in Turkey, is there any prospect for an improvement on this front?
So to give the answer first, I do not expect an improvement in the security environment in the coming 3 months. And this is because the current political process has its impact on the security environment. And I see a controlled increase on the level of violence, both from the side of the PKK and also as a response from the government. So the both sides would still be able to hit the brake and reduce the level of violence. But I think they wouldn't, because both sides believe that they are winning from this conflict. From the PKK's point of view, the group is destabilizing the country and weakening the government and gaining ground among its local supporters. And from the government's perspective, there are plans to hold a constitutional referendum in the summer about the transition to an executive presidency and continuing of the clashes with the PKK and adoption of a hawkish approach to the group means that the government would better be able to capitalize on nationalist support in a potential referendum. So a potential breakthrough would be possible after a referendum or even an election. I believe that the level of violence as it currently is would not be sustainable in the long term.
Okay, well, maybe some hope later in the year, but for now it looks as if the security situation is going to keep deteriorating. Thanks for listening, everybody. Please do tune in to further Control Risk podcast on this page.